I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Erin Shai. She's volunteer coordinator with Little Brothers Friends of the Elderly. They will be hosting their annual Christmas and Thanksgiving dinners. They are a little bit different this year due to the coronavirus pandemic, but there is still a need for volunteers. We found out more from Erin Shai.
So in the past, we used to do sit-down holiday meals with candles, homemade serving, the whole nine yards. This year, we're unable to do that due to COVID, so we're doing curbside delivery. So that way, I have volunteers coming to pick up all of the meals, and they will deliver them to the elderly who are to be receiving them.
So this is usually right around the Thanksgiving time that you're doing one of these. Is there also plans to do it around Christmas?
Yep, we serve the meals on Thanksgiving Day and Christmas Day.
Okay, so let's get right into that. You're looking for volunteers to get involved. How does somebody sign up, and what are you looking for in terms of shifts and needs?
Yeah, so you can volunteer by calling me at the office at 906-273-2575, or you can visit our website at houghton.littlebrothers.org/holiday-volunteering. And on that site, it'll show you training videos. Mm-hmm. It'll discuss how we're going to do the deliveries, and then also you can sign up to register.
And one of the key things here is that you do want people as volunteers to sign up and register, just to make sure you know who you're working with and how many folks you have.
Absolutely. We just want to make sure that we've got enough volunteers signed up, so if we need to get more, we know who to contact. But definitely sign up prior to the holidays.
So the big difference is that the meals will be happening, but they will not be happening within, you know, seating and that it's going to be curbside pickup and delivery.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And we're making it extra special this year. We're including a lot of extra little goodies inside of the bags. We've had NMU students helping with a lot of things like the swim and dive team, the soccer team, and the men's basketball team.
I'm Walt Lindelow. With me in the studio is Erin Shai, who is volunteer coordinator with Little Brothers Friends of the Elderly. Now, this is a group that helps out, Erin, for folks that aren't familiar with, helps out with our elderly in our community. Tell us a little bit about the agency. What do you do?
Yeah, we're a nonprofit agency, and we're mainly committed to relieving the isolation and loneliness among our elderly in the community. We do it a lot through just creating friendships, celebrating their lives of who they were in their past, and providing them holiday meals.
Yeah, it is a challenge, I'm sure, right now with the coronavirus pandemic. But I know that you're working to do things as best as you can with folks that are looking to maybe get a little companionship or a little company, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
One of the big things, as you mentioned, is the meals, the holiday meals. Got one coming up on Thanksgiving, got one on Christmas. Erin is here this morning to talk about you becoming a volunteer. We'll give you all the vital information on that. But Erin, you also mentioned that you're also looking for support out there from perhaps the business community, because you're looking for the actual meal items, correct?
Absolutely. So we have the turkeys taken care of, but we are in need of everything else as we do a traditional homemade meal. So right now, the mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, vegetables, salads, the works.
So if there's a business or somebody out there or a store that can help out, find you at the location in our area here. And it's got a phone number, which is?
Yep. It's 906-273-2575.
And you can also find you online.
Yep. We're at houghton.littlebrothers.org/holiday-volunteering.
And it's all there if you just put in Little Brothers Friends of the Elderly in the Marquette area or the Houghton area. This agency grew out of the Copper Country, but you've been in the Marquette area now for several years, and part of that is doing the holiday meals, which are a little bit different this year. For those that are just joining us, when are they happening, and what's different?
So these are the meals that are happening on Thanksgiving Day and Christmas Day. The difference is that usually we would do a sit-down meal. This year, we're just going to be doing delivery and curbside pickup. This year in Marquette, we are going to do our pickup site at Silver Creek Church in Harvey. We're going to begin our pickup around 11:45 noon, and we'll kind of space people out and give phone calls to confirm when they can come pick up the meals to deliver.
And then that website that you just gave us is also there that people can register to be a volunteer, but also register to have a meal delivered, because that's also an option, right?
Yeah, and we just prefer that if you need a meal delivered, or if you know somebody who's going to be alone for the holidays, they just give us a call at the office and we can take down some of their vital information. So again, you can go to our website at houghton.littlebrothers.org/holiday-volunteering, and that'll take you right to our page for registration and all the details.
That's Erin Shai, volunteer coordinator with Little Brothers Friends of the Elderly. With a look at what's happening in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.